News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, today marks a new series across News Talk where we are reimagining Ireland, examining some of the changes we'd love to see across a range of areas in a post-pandemic Ireland. We will get there, folks. This morning, we're looking at Irish nightlife. How can we improve the evening social scene? And could our major cities benefit from a dedicated nighttime mayor? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Mirek Milan, a former nighttime mayor of Amsterdam. Mirek, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just explain to us, what was your job when you were night mayor of Amsterdam?
Hi, good morning. The role of the night mayor, which is now duplicated in more than 50 cities around the world, has as main function as being an advocate, really being a champion for the nighttime economy. And from a report that we did, it showed that whether the position is placed inside city government or outside, they're all advocacy roles. So they need to have the ability to also be critical to the city government.
Was there one particularly big change that you made in Amsterdam that kind of helped get the whole thing going?
Yeah, I think there were actually two. One of them was the introduction of 24-hour licensed venues. That was a major change in Amsterdam. But what was really special about it, that we could really direct the type of venues that we were aiming for that would improve the cultural offering in Amsterdam. So these venues are all multidisciplinary. They have a bar, gallery, co-working space, of course, also a nightclub or a music venue. But they had multiple facets. That means that they're also more resilient, definitely now in time of this pandemic. The second thing, which is really important, was that we were able to get down the alcohol-related violence on one of our most important nightlife square, the Rembrandtplein. We managed to get it down by 20% and the reports of nuisance by 28%. So those are really impactful figures. City residents also were really happy about.
And was that through better policing, or how did you manage that?
It's not about waving the magic wand around and changing it all, but it was really about having a multi-stakeholder approach, bringing the city residents on board, discussing what was needed to improve the safety, working very closely together with the police. But also one of the most important things was that we installed square hosts. So these are intermediates. They try to calm a situation down when there is an issue late at night. And we really also made sure that the police wasn't really visible anymore on the squares and in the surrounding neighborhood, only like in the back alleys, but not with heavy force at 3 p.m. Okay, or 4 a.m. on the street.
Okay. Just before you go, I know you have, I think you have been working and liaising with people in Dublin. What advice would you give to us here in Dublin? Oh, look, obviously at the moment there's nothing happening in the city centre, but post-COVID, what advice would you give for reinvigorating our nightlife in Dublin?
Yeah, so what is really important at this moment is that we, of course, figure out how we can reopen as quick as possible. Also, this is really about communication with neighborhoods, also making it safe. Contact tracing will still be important. And a bigger discussion, which is a bit higher up. From my visits to Dublin, we saw that there is also the liability and the insurance fees are so high that we really have to come together to figure out how those things can be more balanced out, so that it's more easier to start an establishment, a grassroots venue, music venue, a nightclub, so it's easier to open something. And with a multidisciplinary approach, I think these venues will also be really resilient, and that will help improve the nightlife and the quality of life in general.
Okay, all very sound advice. You don't fancy the job yourself of Nightmare of Dublin? I presume you're probably happy where you are in Amsterdam, are you?
There are really great people on the ground. Sunil Sharp from Give Us the Night has done a tremendous role in advocating for the night recently. And it really should be somebody from the local community that knows the ins and outs.
Makes sense. Mirek, good to talk to you. Mirek Milan there, former nightmare of Amsterdam. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.